As we know, large parts of Ottawa city centre were in lockdown last night. The normally safe Canadian capital was still reeling after a gunman broke into Parliament buildings and opened fire, killing a soldier before he was himself shot dead. Graeme Finley of UCD's School of Politics is a Canadian expat living here in Ireland. He's with me in studio. Graeme, thank you very much indeed for coming in. What will Canadians make of an attack like this on their Parliament or at their Parliament?
It's a very, very big shock to Canadians. I used to work in the Parliament as a page doing messages for all the members of Parliament, and I know the scene very well. He ran right through the front door of the Parliament, which is a big Gothic building, in a very, very quiet and boring city, Ottawa. And he ran straight for the library, which was probably the luckiest thing because, in my experience, there are never any members of Parliament in the library, whereas there were hordes of members of Parliament on either side. So if he'd gone left or right, he would have encountered large numbers of members of Parliament. And we still don't know exactly from the reports what kind of gun he had, but it was some kind of rifle. And more bizarrely, he was shot dead by the sergeant-at-arms of the Parliament, who's mostly, and that's how I saw him, wearing Napoleonic costume, carrying the ceremonial mace and ejecting members of Parliament who are unruly. So it's a very strange set of affairs. Canadians are really shocked by this kind of thing because although there are tons of guns in Canada, there's very, very few murders with guns relative to the United States. There's very few accidental shootings of people, and there are very few mass shootings of people using guns in Canada.
The backdrop of this, of course, or to this, is that Canada has signed up for the coalition to defeat ISIL. Now, what do we know about the suspect, now dead, of course, and what was he known to the authorities before yesterday?
He was. He was on a sort of watch list, and he was deemed a dangerous person. He was a Muslim convert, and I think this is a very important point because Canada's got a very good record of infiltrating extremist groups within the Muslim community, largely because of the cooperation of members of, you know, what you might describe as people from Muslim countries who are, you know, or Canadians from of origin from Muslim countries, cooperating and bringing extremist groups to the attention of the Canadian internal intelligence services. And so they have a very good record, but it's perhaps a converts, and there's been two incidents in the last few days of Muslim converts, not from an ethnic origin associated with Islam, attacking Canadian soldiers in response to Stephen Harper, who's the Prime Minister's very full-throated endorsement of the campaign against ISIS. And this is part of Stephen Harper's ongoing in a variety of ways of life, ideological change at the level of conservatism in Canada from a very, very moderate center-right at best and center-left even by the standards of some places, conservative party to a much more ideological party, more like the Republican Party in the United States.
And has he got popular support for that shift?
He does. I mean, he actually is remarkably popular considering this ideological shift. He just recently, in 2011, won his first majority government. So it is quite popular. The opposition parties have not signed on for the particular campaign he's engaging in. Part of this is some very bad memories of the Canadian experience in Afghanistan, where Canada did join the coalition, and even farther back in Somalia, because where the fallout of Canadian misbehavior and basically human rights violations by Canadian forces are still rattling the Canadian consciousness. But he is very popular. And the first thing they did when they got a majority practically was to remove all the gun control legislation which had been put in place by the Liberals in response to a mass shooting quite a long time ago in 1995.
But is there a suggestion that what happened yesterday is a result of that, or is it possible that we're just seeing a problem with, or Canada is experiencing a problem with radicalization, jihadi or otherwise?
It's not a result of the liberalization of guns, because guns have always been quite easy to get in Canada, despite this legislation, and not least because a lot of guns were grandfathered in. And again, there are tons of guns in Canada, but people don't use them on each other. Whereas, you know, so it is very much, I think these are lone actors in both cases, but obviously, you know, these people can get a hold of guns, and they can do an awful lot of damage, especially to the national psyche when they do this. I mean, the first attack was with a car. It wasn't with a gun at all.
Yeah, I'm just wondering as well, and you talk about the sergeant-at-arms, as somebody who was seen more in a ceremonial uniform and carrying the mace, but yet he had the gun. But generally, what has security been like up to now at the Parliament?
It's been very, very low-key. Now, when I was there, we did get a briefing on security, and we were security vetted, even though I was an 18-year-old student. And they told us then that there are a number of threats to both the Prime Minister and to the Parliament every year they just go unreported. So it was secure. I mean, it was a security failure, and there are a lot of fingers being pointed around and questions being asked. But he was able to run straight in the front door, which tells you how different it is even from our own, you know, houses of parliament, you know, our own government buildings here, where it's not possible to run straight into the dole, you know, with a gun in this country.
Well, let's hope not. Anyway, Graham, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Graham Finlay of the UCD School of Politics.